WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after six. It's 69 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council is meeting on Election Day. The agenda includes the possible purchase of land for a Westside Youth Sports Complex.
The location is south and west of the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Sandy Point Road, just outside the city limits. There will be access from both highways to youth baseball, softball, soccer, and football. Council has been asked to spend $738,000 from city reserves to purchase 61.5 acres. Mayor Jason Bayansky on WTAW's The Infomaniacs was asked where the money will come from to operate the park.
We're hoping by putting it in an area that's widely undeveloped, you'll bring in new subdivisions.
According to the proposed contract, retail and commercial properties, including a hotel, can be built in and around the site. If the city does not build in 5 years, the seller can buy back the land. Online at WTAW.com, you can read the proposed contract and see a map of the park location between Lake Bryan and the J.W. Hamilton Prison Pre-Release Unit. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
5 years ago, Houston-based Papado's Restaurants purchased the former Scott & White Clinic on University near the freeway. From the city of College Station's blog, Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz says a restaurant is expected to open in the spring or summer of 2018. Before building, a creek that used to be under the clinic is being moved.
I visited with the engineer just yesterday, and they're finishing up design plans to put that creek underground, compact the dirt back on top of it so that they can build a new Papado's. So that's moving along. It's just very slowly. They move at their own pace.
Ruiz said on the podcast that is located at blog.cstx.gov that the city participated with Papado's on a drainage agreement to move what passing motorists now see is a big hole on the property. The new owners of retail and commercial property in College Station across the freeway from Central Park have announced they will be the new home of an existing retailer. Casey Oldham of the Oldham Goodwin Group in Bryan says Academy will build a new store that's twice the size of their current location.
They'll be the anchor of the retail. And so what we hope to see is Academy begets other great tenants, and we'll be thoughtful and take our time in the selection of other tenants that really work well with Academy.
What was called the Science Park has been renamed Providence Park. The 54-acre property also includes a 180,000-square-foot building that is home to several companies, including the Lintech Research Facility. The 11th annual Empty Bowls event benefiting the Brazos Valley Food Bank is tomorrow. Executive Director Teresa Mangapura says a donation of $20 or more will give you a handmade bowl created by a local artist.
The other symbolic part of it is that there's soup and bread available so that your bowl will no longer be empty, but the meal that we're giving you is a very simple meal, just as a reminder that there are people in our community that deal with the issue of hunger.
Mangapura says you can come by the Frame Gallery in downtown Bryan anytime between 11 and 1. And another church in Brazos County is getting a state historical marker. Henry Mayo of the Brazos County Historical Commission invites everyone Sunday afternoon to First Christian Church in Bryan, which is celebrating its 150th anniversary.
The church started further downtown up on Texas Avenue at 27th Street in 1866. In the 1960s, after 100 years almost, they moved to a little further south into Bryan and built a new building.
Sunday's program begins at 1:30 at the church, which is located at Innis Street across from Stephen F. Austin Middle School. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 69 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Are you paying attention? I said I need high-speed internet. I want high-speed internet. I deserve high-speed internet, and I have to have it today.
If you want, need, and deserve high-speed internet, but there's no cable or DSL anywhere close, then call Starfire Satellite today at 979-776-2215, and Starfire Satellite will have you connected in no time. Call Starfire at 979-776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 and get what you deserve.
If you live in the country, do you feel cut off from the outside world? Well, if you can hear me, you can now have a high-speed internet connection anywhere you live. In the country, on your farm or ranch, in the city or the suburbs, anywhere. That's right, a high-speed internet connection at your fingertips, anywhere you live. And you don't need a phone line or cable connection. Introducing internet services from Starfire Satellite. Starfire Satellite, this area's leading satellite provider, now offers high-speed high-speed internet service anywhere you live with incredibly low-priced packages and free installation.
Starfire Satellite, 776-2215.
Hey, good Friday morning. It's about 6:10. Let's do weather. Brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, and they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerably cloudy today. Temperatures around 80 degrees. An isolated shower may come through today. Overnight, the clouds will persist, and we're going to fall back to 60 or 65. Tomorrow, clouds give way to sunshine. Highs up to 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 55 to 60. Don't forget to set your clock back an hour tomorrow night. We're going to be returning to standard time. Then we'll have clouds and maybe a shower Sunday and a high of 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, it's Friday, so that means Zach Taylor has a look at your high school and Aggie football report. In A&M volleyball, the team avenged their season-opening loss to Alabama by beating the Crimson Tide last night in Reed Arena. In Major League Baseball, the Rangers are already working on their roster for next year, extending offers to some, but not for others. And in the NFL, on Thursday Night Football, the Falcons took down the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So, you know, whenever we find a dangerous situation out there, you want to let people know about it so that the same thing doesn't befall them, the same unfortunate circumstance.
Sure.
Oh, well, it seems that Paul Newton Jr., a guy who lives in Mississippi, suing Popeye's Chicken because he says they forgot to give him a knife with his dinner.
Wow.
Oh, did I mention he's an attorney? Yeah, Mr. Newton says that he was forced to eat with his hands.
It's chicken.
And tear pieces of meat with his teeth.
It's fried chicken.
Oh, the humanity.
Causing him to gag. Mr. Newton says he underwent emergency surgery to remove the chicken from his throat.
Oh, wow.
And so he's seeking, well, I don't know what that means. Does that mean reaching down and grabbing
something? Exactly. Emergency surgery that I did with my fingers.
So that's the story I found. Then I get here and find out, oh, wait, he's dropped his lawsuit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mr. Newton says, though, he tells the Sun Herald newspaper in Gulfport, Mississippi, that he will not pursue the matter, citing, quote, extreme comments directed at his family, end quote. Quote, I continue to believe that the facts demonstrate an unsafe condition to the public that could easily be solved by the responsible parties at very little cost.
So Popeyes forgot to give you a knife and you couldn't ask for your own or figure something else out.
Yeah, it's always better to follow the money trail.
This sounds like this guy lost a bet or something. Like, I bet you
sue. He owes the Mississippi mob some money.
That's it. He said, I am hopeful that my filing of this court proceeding results in such remedial actions. However, due to extreme comments directed to me and my family, he was called an idiot, right? I've determined not to pursue this matter any further. Along with knives, all drive-through customers' orders, Newton sought financial compensation and punitive damage from several defendants.
In the spirit of tomorrow's football game, can we have nothing but Mississippi crazy stories?
Ooh, that'd be great.
Can we find some more?
Cooling has put our customer.
Oh, wait, that's not the right thing. I'm supposed to do the morning
thing.
Where's
our song?
We didn't get to sing.
I know.
Oh.
It's
going
to be a good morning.
We'll just make everything act like it happened in Mississippi, whether it did or not.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah, okay.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Well, and again, it's happening in Starkville, which is, well, you know.
Stark Vegas.
If you lived here 50 years ago, it's almost like being there tomorrow.
That's right.
That's it, yeah. I think we had more toilets, though.
You don't need a toilet when you got a tree.
If you have missing or failing teeth, All on 4 dental implants by Dr. Michael Reese will give you a complete set of new teeth in one day at one location at an all-inclusive price. Attend our free seminar to learn more about All on 4, see actual patient results, get your questions answered, and enjoy complimentary food. All on 4, the new choice for all new teeth in just one day. Register at drreese.com or 846-6515.
I'm Celia Good Haddock of University Title in College Station, and it's crucial we elect Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols as our next mayor. I have created jobs right here in College Station, and I understand, much like John, how important it is to keep our economy strong. John is an accomplished economist, has called College Station his home for over 40 years, and is best prepared to serve as our mayor. Join me in voting for John Nichols as our next mayor.
Political ad paid for by the John Nichols Campaign. Steve Beachy, Treasurer.
Good morning, November the 4th. It's 6:15. It's Friday. Did I mention that? And it's the Friday that we get our hour back this weekend.
Woo! Friday!
I don't think many people will forget that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Day 309, 57 of them to go. It's King Tut Day.
All right.
It is King Tut Day. The reason is because it was on this date in 1922 that Howard Carter, the Egyptologist, discovered the entrance to the tomb.
Oh.
Okay, he wired his backer, Lord Carnarvon, to come at once. But it was March before they opened the tomb, finding the most intact and well-preserved tomb to date. Now remember, here's the deal. It says there, death shall come on swift wings to him who disturbs the peace of the king.
Ooh.
Was allegedly engraved on the exterior of the tomb. And 17 years later, Mr. Carter died at the age of 66. Well, that's not too unusual, but they've always said it's a curse. And because of that, all the mummy movies, there's a curse and all that. So
17
anyway.
Years, though, I mean, come on.
I know, really. And again, he was 66, okay? He could have died for any number of reasons, but they like to say that anyway.
Death comes for us all eventually.
That's right. It's candy day. Today is Candy Day?
Today's Candy Day?
Interesting.
Didn't we do that a couple of days
right?
ago?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
I don't think there is a day besides Halloween that
but
you celebrate
again,
with candy more.
Yeah, you can have candy just about any time you want.
Oh,
Use Your Common Sense Day. Okay, we can do that.
Oh, I wish that was every day.
I know. Fountain Pen Day. Isn't that quaint? Fountain pens.
Cute.
You know, if you have a lot of money,
of
you can have one of those now, but that's it. And then Love Your Lawyer Day.
Not that other guy.
Not the Popeyes guy. He's the worst.
No. All right, birthdays.
Birthdays. Cowboys receiver Dez Bryant is 28 today.
Dez.
Pretty cool.
He did catch the ball.
He did, yeah.
Yep.
Curtis Stone is 41, the Aussie celebrity chef. He's on, like, Biggest Loser and stuff like that. Puff Diddy. That's what they have him as here.
Puff Diddy?
Is he P. Diddy?
Is he
Sean Diddy?
Combs?
Is he Sean Combs?
Whatever.
You know, I don't know.
Whatever he is, he's 47.
Good
okay.
for him.
Matthew McConaughey, man.
Hey.
Oh, he's 47 today.
All right.
Ralph Macchio's 55, the Karate Kid himself.
The Karate Kid, sure. Yeah.
That's right. Did you know he passed on the role of Marty McFly in Back to the Future because he thought he sounded goofy?
Wow. That's
crazy.
But I was the Karate Kid.
But he was the Karate Kid. Yeah, at least he got one 80s icon role there.
Mm-hmm.
Survivor host Jeff Probst is 55.
There you go.
Kathy Griffin, 56. Mm-hmm. Marky Post from Night Court is 66. Laura Bush is 70. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Loretta Swit is 79 from MASH. Oh. Pretty cool.
All right. Gunpowder Day tomorrow. It's Gunpowder Day.
All right.
Careful. Sadie Hawkins Day.
Okay.
Digital Scrapbooking Day.
Didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
It does not surprise me in the least bit, but I didn't realize that was actually a thing.
And this one makes sense. Pumpkin Destruction Day. Get rid of your pumpkins. And Book Lovers Day. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Sausage and Kraut Day also.
Mm.
And tomorrow is the halfway point in autumn, which is a season that we don't have in Texas.
Yeah, I was going to say, what?
Doesn't matter.
Hadn't even started here yet.
Yep, and got birthdays.
We got birthdays. Odell Beckham Jr. is 24.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, definitely.
He's only 24.
He's only 20? Yeah, that amazed me, too. He's the youngest person on Saturday's list here. Kevin Jonas is 29, the oldest of the Jonas brothers.
The Jonas brother that no one knows.
He hasn't gone on to do anything. Uh-huh. Ryan Adams is 42, and funny enough, Brian Adams is also has his birthday
on
Saturday.
How confusing is that?
Yeah, he's 57. Sam Rockwell, 48. He's hilarious. He's in a lot of funny movies and stuff like that. I really like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Uh-huh.
Judy Reyes is 49. She played Carla on Scrubs.
Oh, okay.
Tatum O'Neal is 53. She was, of course, married to John McEnroe and was a child star. Famke Janssen, is that how you say her name?
I have no idea.
I think it is. Yeah, she's 52. Okay. She was, of course, from X-Men.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We're there.
And a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tilda Swinton is 56. She's been in a lot of movies, things like that.
Yeah.
Robert Patrick, 58.
Scorpion.
Yeah, he's a mean looking guy, really. Yeah. Kris Jenner is 61.
Still going by Jenner?
Yeah, she's going by Jenner.
Okay.
So
that's the mom.
Yep.
That is the matriarch.
They call it
the Kardashian.
Yeah, overlord of the Kardashian empire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Walton is 64.
Oh, yeah.
Basketball announcer. Peter Noon is 69 from Herman's Hermits.
Yeah, he's Herman.
He's Herman himself.
Yeah.
Sam Shepard is 73.
Mm-hmm.
And Art Garfunkel, 75.
Who can still hit the note.
Yeah.
Can still do it.
Pretty cool.
Also, happy 61st birthday to FM radio.
Ooh.
FM stereo.
Okay.
And 52 years ago, Cheese Whiz was invented.
Oh, nice. And cheese in a can.
Some of the original is still around.
Oh, yeah.
Yum.
Sunday is National Nacho Day. Celebrate as you wish.
But not with canned cheese.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
That's true. All right, and birthdays.
Birthdays, Emma Stone on Sunday is going to be 28. Taryn Manning from Orange is the New Black is going to be 38. Wiley Wiggins is going to be 40. He was Mitch Kramer in Dazed and Confused, the kid who was always grabbing the bridge of his nose. Thandie Newton is 44 from a lot of different movies, Crash and things like that. She also played Condoleezza Rice in that W movie. Mm. Rebecca Romaine is 44, formerly Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
Uh-huh.
Ethan Hawke is 46 on Sunday. Peter DeLuise is 50. He was on 21 Jump Street, the original television show, and he's also the son of Dom DeLuise. Laurie Singer's 59 from Footloose. Maria Shriver, 61. Pretty cool. And Sally Field is 70.
Oh, cool.
Did you know Condoleezza Rice is in that group of people who picks the football teams?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't
know that.
I was looking through a website earlier this week and going, huh? So there you go. She's a real sports fan. She's a really big sports fan. So that's, you know, she wanted to be the commissioner of baseball, too. So.
Oh.
All right, 622.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to LifeZet.com, an email released by WikiLeaks on Thursday provides new insight into Hillary Clinton's carelessness with sensitive information in her emails and shows she was warned by close confidants to be more cautious. WikiLeaks released a 2014 email conversation between Clinton and her current campaign chairman, John Podesta, about the tactical situation in Iraq and elsewhere in the Middle East. Clinton stated, quote, "Well, there may be opportunities as the Iraqi peace improves." She also asked Podesta if he had, quote, "any idea whose fighters attacked Islamist positions in Tripoli, Libya," which was worth, quote, "analyzing for future purposes," she said. Podesta quickly recognized the conversation shouldn't be happening on Gmail and Clinton email server. Even that dope Podesta understood and had better judgment than her.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, this is a 30-second commercial, and I'm going to throw a lot of numbers at you, but please stay with me. In just 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Now, this company has been offering great rates and great service for over 75 years, and anytime you need help, you can speak to one of their trained specialists 24/7. The company is Geico. Just go to geico.com today and save 15% or more on car insurance. Sorry for all the numbers. And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I'm out of time. So whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, well, you need a laptop that can keep up. Now, Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to Dell's PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Now, explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio.
I'm Mike Clements, president of the College Station Professional Firefighters Association. We are proud to endorse Barry Moore for City of College Station City Council Place 4. Barry has served the community on the Planning and Zoning Board, has owned his own business, and has a keen understanding of the challenges and opportunities ahead for the city. As firefighters, our members are willing to put their lives on the line to save others. We can trust Barry Moore. Vote Barry Moore for City of College Station, City Council Place 4.
Political ad paid for by the Barry Moore Campaign. Jane Key, Treasurer.
Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. An attorney for Volkswagen says car owners eligible for a buyback or fix under a $15 billion settlement deal over the company's emissions cheating scandal are signing up and submitting claims at a high rate. The attorney says more than 370,000 people have registered on the settlement website and nearly 200,000 people have submitted claims. That's higher than the company expected. CBS CEO Leslie Moonves says the decision on whether to reunite with Viacom may not be on the fast track, though he sounded somewhat more open to the concept. Moonves told analysts it's not even the second inning yet. When asked about the merger exploration process being undertaken by the two companies at the request of their controlling shareholder, Sumner Redstone's National Amusements Incorporated, NetApp plans to lay off about 6% of its workers, the latest cost-cutting move as the data storage company adjusts to market changes. The unspecified cuts follow two earlier rounds of cuts that cut the workforce by 14%. That's Your Money Now.
Flu season is here, but there's something else going around that can be even more contagious, and that's hope. Rite Aid is committed to spreading hope, not the flu. In honor of all our customers who get a flu shot, the Rite Aid Foundation is donating over $1.8 million to more than 350 KidSense charities committed to the health and well-being of children in our communities. So come in today and get your flu shot. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
Well, some of you may have already early voted. I know I have, but for some people, Tuesday is the big day. But do you sometimes get the feeling that something's a little weird about this election? I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, I want you to do me a favor. This is an experiment I saw online. Click on Donald J. Trump's official Facebook page. See how many of your friends have liked his page. Now, I keep my friends list pretty concise, but for me, it was 26 of my friends liked Donald J. Trump. For the particular person who did this study, they have 5,000 friends varied in political belief, and they had about 980 people who liked Donald J. Trump. Now, click on Hillary Clinton's official Facebook page. See how many of your friends like her page. For me, with my concise friends list, it was 9. For the person who did the experiment, it was 97. For me, it was almost 2-1. For the person with the larger friends list, it was 10-1. Now, the person who did this study had a friend who went to both Hillary and Trump rallies in Florida, which is supposedly a close swing state. That person said the Trump rally had tens of thousands of people in a venue, so many that they had to turn people away because it was full. Hillary's rally? Well, there was just about 1,000 people there, and they had to photograph it carefully to make it look like there were more people than there actually were. So I don't know about you, but for me, kind of makes me wonder what's going on. Finally, notice the past couple of days the news channels have suddenly started saying that the race isn't as certain for Hillary as they were saying last week. It's almost like they wanted to convince people not to bother voting for Trump because he'd already lost. But now that it's crunch time, you have to wonder, are they starting to change their tune so they won't look so out of touch when the actual voting takes place and it turns out they were lying? It might sound crazy, but I did this Facebook experiment for myself, and I noticed the same results they got. Do it for yourself. See if it's the same. And if it is, maybe we can agree something weird really is going on with this election. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Good morning, 629. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. High temperature today, probably going to be about 80. We do have the northeasterly winds, which help a little bit. And then tonight, and 20% chance of showers. Then tonight, 64 with a slight chance of showers. Sunshine tomorrow, high of 77 with the north winds continuing. And about 59 on Saturday night. And we get to a 50-50 chance of rain. They're telling us on Sunday and Monday, so we'll see if that happens. Right now, wind's out of the north, and it's 69 degrees.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us Best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA 28101C.
Just because your boss offers you a promotion doesn't mean you should take it. In fact, it could be one of the worst things you could do. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Patrick was way behind on his IRS taxes.
I was in way over my head. The total amount ended up being somewhere just over $30,000. $30,000.
Then the IRS came to collect.
Started getting letter after letter. A lien had been filed against me. They were going to basically, like, hang me completely out to dry.
He had to do something.
That's when I reached out to Optima Tax Relief.
Patrick's life quickly got a lot easier.
It was very easy. Pretty much hands off, you know. They picked up the ball and ran with it.
And how'd it go?
I couldn't believe it. I had to ask, like, two or three times. I saved an incredible amount of money.
How does Patrick feel about Optima?
Couldn't be happier. They definitely helped me. Optima Tax Relief, the best place to call. They're the best in the business.
Do what Patrick did and call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
If you're really good at your job, the normal career path is to get promoted into management. And that's where so many people fail.
I can't tell you how many good people who were good at their jobs I've seen get blown out of organizations when they're thrown into management leadership roles and don't do well.
Erica Anderson, author of the book Leading So People Will Follow, says often, for example, a top salesperson will become the sales manager.
And some people, they should be fabulous salespeople until the day they retire, because that's what they're really great at. And they'll be, you know, mediocre leaders at best. Same with teachers, you know, teachers who get promoted into administration jobs and they adored showing up in the classroom every day and they hate leading a school.
There is this assumption that we ought to want to and that it's expected that we move up the ladder.
I mean, if I'm a really wonderful engineer or salesperson or scientist or librarian, party on, do that. Do the thing that you love and that you're great at.
Before people move up into management positions, they need to know that A, they really want to, and B, have the skills to do it.
There's a direct correlation to productivity, to employee engagement, to customer satisfaction. You know, if you have better managers and leaders in your organization's going to do better. There's all the data shows that. And then we still keep doing this, just keep throwing people into the deep end of the pool and hoping they don't die.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 7 straight years. And a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the bulletproof roof guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
WTAW News Time is 6:33 at 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Between Lake Bryan and a state corrections institution, there is land the Bryan City Council will consider buying on Election Day for a Westside Youth Sports Complex.
The seller has already signed the proposed contract for 61.5 acres south and west of the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Sandy Point Road. The proposed park for youth football, soccer, softball, and baseball is about a mile south of the J.W. Hamilton pre-release unit and 5 miles east of Lake Bryan. The price tag's $12,000 an acre, or a total of $738,000. The council would spend city reserves. As for the money to pay operational costs, Mayor Jason Byansky said on WTAW's The Infomaniacs, He hopes the new park will create new residential subdivisions.
When the home builders develop and build neighborhoods, they pay park impact fees that'll go towards new parks and existing maintenance on existing parks, and so there'll be additional funds that'll come in from the new development.
The city and the seller can incorporate retail and commercial properties adjoining the park, including a hotel. The parkland's currently outside the city limits, but the land the seller's keeping for new businesses is inside city limits. There would be access to the park from both highways. The city has 5 years to build the complex so the seller can repurchase the land, and the seller retains oil, gas, water, and other mineral rights. A map of the proposed site and the contract are online at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The local Academy store is moving. Academy is building a new store that's twice the current size on land across the freeway from Central Park. It's the first addition to what used to be called the Science Park since the 54-acre development was recently purchased by the Oldham Goodwin Group of Bryan.
The frontage will be focused on retail, and we hope to see some great retail follow that retail with some pad sites and take our time in the selection of other tenants that really work well with Academy.
I'm wondering if that's going to be additional retail, or we're going to see restaurants in there. What are the possibilities?
I think it'll be a combination of all.
Chairman Casey Oldham says Academy will be built in front of the property's existing 180,000 square foot building. The new store could open as early as next May at what now is being called Providence Park. In August of last year, the College Station City Council approved rezoning land that was the former Scott & White Clinic on University by the freeway to make a way for a Papado's restaurant, but it won't be open until spring or summer of 2018. Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz, in comments from a podcast on the city's blog, says the restaurant is designing how a creek that used to be under the clinic will be moved for the new building.
In the beginning, we talked about, does it make sense to completely scrape the site, relocate the creek, do it right the first time, or do we leave it the way it is and modify the building? And we ended up working with them on a drainage agreement that we could help participate in relocating that creek and making sure that it's done right the first time.
Papado's has owned the property for 5 years. Give back this weekend by making plans to have lunch in downtown Bryan at the 11th annual Empty Bowls event. For a donation of $20 or more to the Brazos Valley Food Bank, you get soup, bread, and a custom bowl to take home.
It's getting close to the holidays. These are really good gift ideas because all of the bowls are unique, and some are done by children, some are done by some fantastic artists. So there's a wide variety of bowls and themes on the bowls, the way they're painted and all of that.
Executive Director Teresa Mangapora says the simple meal of soup and bread is a reminder that some people in our community do struggle with hunger. The Come and Go event is tomorrow from 11 to 1 at the Frame Gallery. And for the second time in as many Sundays and a third time in 4 months, a state historical marker will be dedicated at the site of a Brazos County church. Henry Mayo of the Brazos County Historical Commission says everyone is invited to the program at First Christian Church in Bryan, which was among those founded 150 years after the Civil War.
The churches were established in the 1860s with the city. And the city of Bryan, as an incorporated city, will be celebrating their 150th in 2021. They were incorporated in 1871, but they were there starting to build the buildings and had the town laid out from 1860. So the church, like First Christian, was 6 years after the first buildings were being built in Bryan. It was established, and First Baptist at the same time.
Sunday's program at First Christian starts at 1:30. The church is located on Innis Street across from Stephen F. Austin Middle School. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 69 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region, We're always ready.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normanton Tractor team. And don't forget, Normanton Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normanton Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normanton Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normanton Tractor in Normanton, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normantontractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normanton Tractor. Nobody.
My name is Angela Guerra. My husband, Joe Guerra, is working hard to represent you as Place 4 on the College Station City Council. Joe is a loyal husband and great father. According to the Eagle newspaper, Joe has impressive credentials and experience. Please join me and hundreds of others in keeping College Station a great place to live and a great place to raise a family. Please vote Joe Guerra, City Council, Place 4, for the City of College Station. Political ad paid for by the campaign to elect Joe Guerra.
I'm Andrew Nelson, and I'd like to serve as your next mayor of Bryan. I've lived in the Brazos Valley most of my life. I have almost 3 decades of private sector business experience and 6 years serving on city committees, including the Bryan Business Council and Comprehensive Planning. I've volunteered and supported many charitable causes in our community, including Brazos Valley Cares, which raises money in support of local veterans. I'm a fair, independent thinker. I'm Andrew Nelson, running for mayor, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson Campaign, Kenny Lawson, Treasurer.
In the spirit of giving, no other used car event on the planet gives you more savings than the Repo Joe Sale at Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville. This weekend, we're giving you more. More inventory with over 160 trade-ins, auction cars, lease terminations, and repos. More savings. Pay just $27 down. Payments just $89 a month and clearly posted on every windshield. Stock number 162-203A. 2009 Chevy Abios selling price $53.88. 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, and license with approved credit. Repo Joe here, and this is the can't-miss event of the year. Every used car is a bargain. You'll save more money than you ever thought possible on a used car. We've even posted all payments on the windshield. $27 down delivers with payments from $89 a month. No other used car event gives you more than Atkinson Toyota's Repo Joe sale. Visit RepoJoe.com to find your bargain. You'll be thankful you didn't miss this event. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville this weekend. Subject to prior sale.
This is Governor Greg Abbott. This election is about more than just the next president. Now more than ever, Texas must lead the way. But I can't do it alone. I need leaders by my side ready to fight for Texas values. That is why I need you to get out and vote Republican up and down at the ballot. Election Day is this Tuesday, November the 8th. Go to VoteEarlyTexas.com to find out where you can vote for Texas Republicans. Political ad paid for by Texans for Greg Abbott.
Good morning, 642, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself, Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Lots of cloudiness for today. There's the potential for an isolated shower. Temperatures will make their way up to about 80 today. Cloudiness will linger across the area tonight. Lows will be 60 to 65. Tomorrow, clouds will give way to occasional sunshine. It'll be a little bit cooler tomorrow. Highs somewhere between 75 and 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows 55 to 60. Clouds will roll in Sunday. There could be a shower or two. Highs 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your high school and Aggie football report. The A&M volleyball team took down Alabama last night to avenge their season-opening loss. In the MLB, Game 7 of the World Series was the most-watched World Series game in 25 years. And on Thursday Night Football, Matt Ryan led the Atlanta Falcons to a victory over Tampa Bay. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, so when James Comey decided to let us know about this ongoing investigation, everybody's going, why did he do that? What is that about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Reuters is reporting that law enforcement sources said the FBI director was driven in part by the fear of leaks within the FBI.
Hmm.
Well, that's not very good.
Not at all.
Huh. So, anyway, don't know if that's good to know that or not, but that would appear to be the reason. And, you know, I don't know when Donald started the vote fraud thing, and then we did the ballot flipping stuff and all this, where we're a little bit concerned about, well, the mechanics of the vote itself. Mm-hmm. Well, now there's this from California.
When a big stack of ballots landed on Margo Valenti's doorstep 2 weeks ago, the longtime voter was stunned.
I think that was crazy. It's a mistake. I voted, but I don't vote it that many times.
She was also scared the mistake was all part of a scam, her fears fueled by the talk of potential voter fraud by Donald Trump. She received a total of 86 ballots for 86 different voters, but all addressed to Valenti's San Pedro address, where she has lived for over 30 years. The post office said in a statement they don't comment publicly on specific incidents, but there are few, and they are in touch with the county's registrar's office. The registrar's office says this appears to be an isolated incident where a system error caused duplicate ballots.
Oh, it's an isolated incident, unless it's not.
Exactly.
Well, and they said duplicate ballots, but what it sounded like, there were 86 different voters.
Yes.
They just all had the same address.
Yeah, and that means that's not the post office.
No.
That means that was in the voter office
Right. Wherever
they did the ballots.
But, you know, it's funny because whenever you bring up any sort of election rigging or anything to, I'm just going to say liberals out there, if you talk to them, they swear up and down that it's never happened.
Yeah.
It's
well,
never happened.
I mean, there.
And that's not true.
I love her. I think it's a mistake. Yes. You are not supposed to get 86 votes.
That's really true. It's really, really true. But anyway, and that's, I mean, on top of all the other stuff, just. There you are.
Right. Well, and what happens if, well, and we wouldn't know. What if that has happened to someone else
right.
who didn't come forward?
Yep, you're right. Maybe so. And
if her next door neighbor was the guy who's supposed to be coordinating all the extra votes for Hillary Clinton?
Or that too. and the deal is, I mean, those folks may not know. What they did is they requested ballots. Now, I don't know, come election day, maybe they would find out if they went in and tried to vote. And then it said that they had already been sent a ballot, so I don't know where that would go.
Yeah, and then do they not get one anymore?
And you take that and you multiply it times how many voting precincts there are in America. I mean, it could happen, yeah. Hello.
Scott, maybe you can tell these youngsters the story of Ballot Box 13.
Yeah, Ballot Box 13, we'll talk about that in a minute. Hey.
Hey, duplicate ballots, does that mean they were counted twice? And how many others were counted twice?
Yeah, no, they're not counted. They hadn't been voted on yet, okay? Yeah. Now, if you're referring to Ballot Box 13, that was in Duval County in Texas a long time ago. The Duke of Duval, the guy basically ran the county the way that he wanted to, and magically there were enough votes in Duval County in Box 13 to elect this guy to his first office.
Mm.
The guy's name was Lyndon Johnson.
Oh.
So it's not, you know, and then, of course, as we talked about before, that's a regular thing in Chicago. I mean, they just do it up there.
Yeah.
So. And if we're okay with that, then that's fine. So is that any better than this? I don't know if you heard about it or not, but Great Britain decided that they're going to pull out of the EU. It's that Brexit thing. Remember that?
Yep, Brexit.
Okay, so they're going to do the Brexit thing. They're going to go away. They're not going to be part of it. Well, a UK court has now put a little hurdle in front of it. You see, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, her job to get Great Britain out of the EU. Well, yesterday the court decided that, well, she can't really start the process until Parliament votes to do it. Wait a minute. If the people already said they want to do it.
Right.
Why does Parliament have to do anything? The
right?
people have voted on it. Now, it's okay as long as the outcome's the same, but what if Parliament decides to switch it around and not pull out of the
right.
EU?
Right, and say, oh, Brexit, just kidding.
Yeah. So
we wanted to give you guys a vote for fun. You know,
something
no big
like
deal.
That. Just make you think that you had control. Well, remember we talked about that earlier this week. The appearance that we, the public, has control makes us feel better.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. When we find out we don't have control, well, that's true, too. But nonetheless, there you go. That's happening over there across the pond, too.
Hello. This is Mike Clements, president of the College Station Professional Firefighters Association. We are proud to endorse Jeremy Osborne for City of College Station, City Council Place 3. Jeremy is a future-oriented business leader who has created jobs, met a payroll, and has a track record of service and commitment we can trust. As firefighters, our members are willing to lay their lives on the line to save others. We know we can count on Jeremy Osborne. Vote Jeremy Osborne for City of College Station City Council Place 3.
Political ad paid for by the Jeremy Osborne Campaign. Larry Hodges, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, November 5th, learn about adjuvants. We'll cover surfactants, drift control agents, pH modifiers, penetrants, and other additives to help you get the most from your spray applications this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
As flashy as flowers are, there are some absolutely glorious plants that never produce even one showy blossom. We grow them for their incredible leaves. In fact, there are gardeners among us who use absolutely no flowers at all. They rely totally on the subtle beauty these handsome foliage plants bring to their surroundings. In recognition of the great contributions of fine landscapes, we're going to devote a couple of minutes of tribute to heroic plants of all seasons' spectacular foliage. I'll be back with details right after this message. Get in the swing of fall gardening with Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, just $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling 800-752-GROW during the week, or you can order anytime at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Remember, my newest book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published this book so I could have the book I always wanted for you. Every book goes out signed. Satisfaction is guaranteed. Remember, only $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order at neilsperry.com or by calling weekdays 800-752-GROW. neilsperry.com. Let's start our talk today with plants with colorful foliage all season long. These plants fall into several different categories. Some are woody plants. Others are annuals or perennials. Some have variegated leaves marked with stripes and streaks and speckles. Speaking to the variegated plants, some have red or pink variegation. Most, however, are mottled with either yellow or white markings. Common examples: gold dust Akuba, variegated privet, variegated liriope, zebra grass, and caladiums. Variegated plants are visually very striking. However, they can also be overpowering. That's especially true of the white and yellow variegated forms, so use them in moderation and position them against the dark green evergreen backdrops. Remember also that iron deficiency leaves its victim plants looking about the same way. You may end up creating a perfectly healthy bed of plants that look like they're about to starve to death. Be very careful in using brightly variegated yellow and white plants. Other plants have leaves that are a variation of green. They're not two-toned, but they're also not normal green. Texas sage, artemisias, purple plums, forest pansy red buds, some of the Japanese maples, and red leaf barberries all fit into the category. Again, these plants are handsome, but they can also be overpowering if used in excess. Use them with taste and moderation. Also, as a precaution with gray-leafed plants, move carefully there. They look wonderful in the garden center, but they can make a garden seem very cold and unfriendly. Use them as dramatic accents, not as the entire landscape. Then you have plants with seasonally colorful foliage. This primarily addresses fall foliage color. Some of the trees and shrubs turn red, like Schumard red oak, Japanese maples, crepe myrtles, Chinese pistachio, sweet gums, and dogwoods. Others turn brilliant yellows, like ginkgos, pomegranate, ash, and many maples. These plants are always in keeping anywhere in your garden, and they can be beautiful. Other plants develop their prime seasonal color over the winter, like purple winter creeper euonymus. Then you have plants that have coarse textured leaves and fine textured leaves. You can develop an entire landscape just using the texture of the leaves. Leaves are a lot of fun. Spectacular foliage. That's what we've talked about. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:54. Well, it's Friday, and that means high school football tonight and college football tomorrow. And with your high school and Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
The 11th and final week of the regular season in Texas high school football is tonight. A&M Consolidated plays host to Rutter at Tigerland. Tigers coverage is on News Talk 1620 WTAW with Rangers broadcast on Willie 1550. Bryan entertains Temple on Sports Radio 1150. Buffalo visits Hearn on Willie 103.5. And St. Joseph squares off with Brazos Christian on Red Sea Catholic Radio. Kickoff times for all of those games is at 7:30. Meanwhile, Navasota squares off with visiting Little Cypress Mauriceville at 7 on Willie 97.7. In the college game, 4th-ranked Fighting Texas Aggie football is on the road this weekend, visiting the Mississippi State Bulldogs in Starkville. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the matchup.
They've got weapons and a quarterback that's hot right now. And we've got to go over there. And as I said, we've got to, you know, continue to play our style of defense and then and create our energy and then, you know, follow it up with solid special teams and a good offensive performance.
Kickoff between the 7-1 Aggies and 3-5 Bulldogs is set for tomorrow at 11 a.m., Pre-game with Dave and Dave gets underway at 10 on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your high school and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Also in college football, A&M still in the hunt for SEC's Western Division and very much in the discussion for the national playoffs after being slotted at number 4 in the first college football playoff rankings. Quarterback Trevor Knight was named one of the 11 semifinalists for the Werfel Trophy, known as college football's premier award for community service, which is presented annually by the All Sports Association in Fort Walton Beach. In A&M volleyball, the team avenged its SEC conference season-opening loss at Alabama by defeating the Crimson Tide last night at Reed Arena. Alabama, which upset A&M 3-2 on September 23rd in Tuscaloosa, suffered its fourth consecutive loss and dropped to 15-10 overall and 4-8 in conference play, as well as 0-5 all-time in matches played in College Station. The Maroon and White continues its four-match homestand against Tennessee on Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at Reed Arena. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers have exercised their $5.25 million club option for next season on catcher Jonathan Lucroy and will extend a qualifying offer to All-Star outfielder Ian Desmond. General Manager John Daniels also said yesterday that the AL West champion Rangers won't make qualifying offers to first baseman Mitch Moreland or right-hander Colby Lewis, but are open to bringing back those free agents. In the NFL,
Falcons are going to be convincing winners here tonight. Atlanta pounded the Buccaneers. And the win is a 43-28 decision.
Matt Ryan threw for 344 yards and 4 touchdowns as the Atlanta Falcons outscored Tampa Bay 43-28 to improve to 6-3. Julio Jones had 8 receptions for 111 yards and a TD to help the NFC South leaders avenge their season-opening loss to the Buccaneers. Austin Hooper also caught a TD pass from Ryan, who leads the NFL with 2,980 yards and 23 touchdown passes. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Howdy, I'm Dave Rusink, former College Station City Councilman, and I support Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. I've worked closely with Linda on the College Station 75th Anniversary Committee and the Bryan College Station Sister Cities Board. Linda is a team player without being tied to any special interest group. She wants to see smart, sustainable growth while maintaining our neighborhood integrity. Join me in voting for Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. Learn more at votelinda.org.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell Campaign. Ben White, Treasurer.
If you have missing or failing teeth, All on 4 Dental Implants by Dr. Michael Reese will give you a complete set of new teeth in one day at one location at an all-inclusive price. Attend our free seminar to learn more about All on 4, see actual patient results, get your questions answered, and enjoy complimentary food. All on 4, the new choice for all new teeth in just one day. Register at drreese.com or 846-6515.
Experts tell us that between 18 and 22 veterans kill themselves every day. We believe that even one is too many.
We started Project Healing Heroes because we understand firsthand the price of war on the veteran and their family.
My name is Dr. David Tharp, and I know how to combat PTSD.
I'm Dr. Daniel Williams, and I know how to combat PTSD.
It's time to get your life back. Log on to combatptsd.org to donate or to help sponsor a conference in your area.
AggieLandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, what does collate mean?
Oh, hey, Dave. I think it means to flush.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Well, better start collating the boss's sales pitch.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggieLandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Dave is a common name used in a comical way. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
All right, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roofs.